Hey, lovers and friends, I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
Good morning.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
I love these hats Valerie made.
I clicked on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all it was?
Yeah.
Oh, you can cut. I've customized things on Amazon. Okay.
Yeah, that's what this is.
Well, there we go.
You can't really see it, but
I know.
I'm gonna make it more
close up. I did get dressed today, but that was it. I brushed my teeth. You're welcome.
Thank you.
So today we want to try caffeine eye masks. I don't know about you, but when you get up at 4:30 in the morning, you have bags under your eyes.
Yes.
Especially when you stay up late at book club.
Yeah. We were up till midnight.
Well, so. These two were. I went. They had a sleepover.
Party all night long.
I went home and went to bed at a decent hour.
So I just had a
7 o'clock,
not,
but
I
still
do
that
not.
Wasn't.
Well, this energizes the brain. This is a caffeine eye mask. I've always wanted to try.
Okay.
It says that it is, they are against animal testing, so therefore it is suitable for vegans.
Okay.
So if it's good enough for a vegan, it's pretty much good enough for anybody. First of all, cleanse your face, which I'm pretty sure I washed, threw water on my face this morning.
Yeah,
I
did.
I
threw water on my face.
And then, guess what? Apply mask and leave on for 20 to 30 minutes. So...
Look, I'm prepared. I have my glasses right here.
Nice.
I mean, this one's not too bad to read, like the green tea masks that were 2-point font.
Yeah.
But this is probably 8-point. And that's it. You just leave it on for 20 to 30 minutes. So I figure,
okay. So
throw these on and we can hop in and answer questions from people.
Yeah, we've got a couple of questions. We have a love letter. We're really excited to read. It's so sweet.
Mm-hmm. These are kidney bean little shaped things.
Oh, these are
under
just
your
little
eyes.
Guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I like them how they're like speckled.
Well,
see,
that's
so
the
like
pleasure.
God, speckled for her pleasure.
Speckled for her
okay.
pleasure.
Okay, here we go. I've never done these. Okay, so
oh,
then they're like
so
gold
bad.
On the inside. And then
I do hyaluronic acid ones of these.
Okay.
And then
well, this is kind of like a really thin Jello jiggler. That's what this reminds me of.
So we should do these with Jello shots.
No. I can't do a Jello shot at this time of day.
I might have to have you help me with this. I can't okay.
I
mean my glasses on.
Well, you just peel the little packaging up.
I know, I'm having a really difficult time. Oh, there
oh,
we go.
Oh, you got it. There we go.
I'm like so bad. I'm like, I go, I take
I think
Bob
half of it's in my eye.
I put these on Bob.
Yeah,
I'm like, come here. He doesn't get any sleep.
Yeah. So,
so
you...
like, the caffeine helps.
Okay.
Get, and the caffeine
yeah,
one's the...
I think it's in my eyeball.
It's in your eyeball.
Here, let me help you. Better?
Is it better for
it
you?
It might be moving up, though. No. It might work its way up. Because my cheeks, you know, as I talk.
Oh, yeah,
like,
just
whatever.
Don't smile too hard.
Don't smile. Talk like a robot, and it'll be fine.
Ooh,
does not feel good.
It feels amazing.
It's nice and cooling.
Yeah.
I want to leave this on all day. Does anyone have
a
timer?
Like a football player.
Yeah,
I don't want to overdo
on my,
it. Cause...
On my phone, I do.
They actually dry out.
Have you ever done the foot
fine.
Masks?
No.
So you put them on your feet. It's like a little sock, but it's supposed to make all of that dead skin on your feet just fall off. And guess what? A lot of stuff falls
wow.
off. And I did it one time, and I don't know. I did some off-brand thing, but my feet were on fire.
Yeah, well,
for quite a while.
Okay, it feels good.
It
so far, they feel
good.
Really good. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Do you know what feels good to me? My coffee.
Okay. So, ta-ta.
Okay.
What questions do we have today?
Well, let's see.
And love letters. We're gonna answer your relationship woes.
So we'll do a question.
Oh my gosh, we look like, yeah, like really.
Okay, so should we each read one then?
Inconspicuous.
Sure. I'll read this one. This is from College Cougar.
Nice.
They have been together 5 years. And the question is, are you experiencing a challenge in your relationship? You're not sure what to do. Okay, now I have to put on my glasses.
Oh, this will be fun.
I know, it will be fun.
How's that going to work?
How's that?
That's great. You're doing it.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. This is so much better. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, now you're sexy.
Thank you. Mm. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 5 years off and on throughout high school. I graduated last year, but he's a senior this year. I moved away to college over 500 miles away, and before I left, we decided to break up, but couldn't go through with it and are still seeing each other whenever possible. Last week, when he was supposed to call me at 5, he didn't. I got on Snapchat, and his location was turned on. He was at the park, which was weird. So then I got on Life 360 and noticed another girl from school was also at the park. I know that he and her dated when we were on or are off time, so something was definitely up. When I talked to him about it later that night, he denied everything. Mm-hmm. I know he's lying, but I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, that is hard to know what to do.
Okay, so let's see.
Because they're at the park together.
Yeah.
And I think you can safely assume that, given technology.
And she is in college, and he is still in high school, it sounds
yes.
like?
Yes.
Okay. So that's why she's a college cougar. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Yep. She's dating a younger man. By Racy. Probably a year.
Or 6 months, yeah.
Who knows? Could be 6 months. Yeah. Depending.
Oh, that's tough.
So you know that he is at the park with a girl. You can safely assume that much. Yeah. But maybe they are putting up signs and posters. They could be doing anything. But
he denies it. Like, he didn't say, oh, yeah, I met her. Yeah, we're friends. We were just talking, you know. Yeah, we were swinging on the swings.
Yeah. I think you're right. If it was totally innocent, why would you lie?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, like, is there a history within the relationship where, you know, one of them's like, has cheated before in the past or something. And so there's already trust issues. So then someone might be like, oh, I got to cover up everything. But that's just not good anyway. So it's the line that bothers me more about them being in the same location.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, because if he's going to lie about just being in the park with somebody. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, which could be very innocent.
Absolutely.
Like you said, they could be putting up posters for school. They could be doing some, I don't know.
Practice.
Yeah.
Practice. Sports related things.
Who knows?
And maybe there's other people at the park with them that don't have their socials turned on.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what it would be like, the stress of dating with all of that extra crap. Because back in my day,
grandma?
No, it was just not a thing. Like, I was probably way too trusting, but like, you know, when I was dating Brad, we were engaged, but we lived hundreds of miles apart for a while until he transferred to my school. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't even on my mind. Like, I wasn't at all concerned about his whereabouts and who he was with. Like, didn't even think about it, but I had no way of checking on it. So I didn't.
Yeah.
But now that you have that tool, I mean, using it. Like, that would be so stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that extra added anxiety and stress of what are they doing and constantly feeling like you need to check up on each other, because that is too much for any relationship.
Yeah. It doesn't sound to me like she's constantly like stalking him on the phone app at all. It's just like, oh, we were supposed to have a conversation.
Where's
he at? Where's he at? Like, oh, okay. Is he someplace like, oh, maybe okay, I know where that's at. So when he gets home from, you know, football practice, he'll give me a call. You know, just you're just trying to get more information so you can plan your day and move about your events. And then you're like,
But
why is he at the park? Because that's not where they practice. And then she
goes on 360. They actually do. But if they had that preset time, like, obviously he would have known, like, oh, I'm going to still be at practice at that time.
Yeah.
That didn't work for me. So I don't know. You got to be able to trust your partner, though.
Yeah.
So you do, because then it adds so much stress and worry if you have that question in your mind.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it could be he's at the park and you just don't even think twice about it. But if you kind of have that on and off relationship that's never quite been super secure, then there's that, always that there's always going to be, if somebody has been unfaithful to you once, and we don't know whether that's the case, but if they've had an on and off relationship, who knows what's happened in that process.
Or if there's something that's just telling you not to trust your partner, regardless of whether they've earned it or not.
Listen to your gut.
Listen to your gut a little bit. And even if it's not them, maybe you're not ready for a relationship. You know, like if you are in a state where you are constantly like, oh, I need to check on this person or whatever, and they've proven themselves untrustworthy, trust your gut and like, okay.
So are we saying we should break up with
them? I think.
Break up with them over it?
Maybe.
Have a big conversation about trust.
Yeah. Have a conversation about trust.
Yeah. Also, maybe just since you're so far apart, you know, maybe you don't, I don't know what that looks like if you like the person a lot and you're not ready to totally break up, maybe you could just say, hey, let's be open, like maybe date other people.
That's
and
a
I mean, I don't know, but
does that mean you are now broken up?
Because I know, right?
That's now an open relationship.
That's
which is
true.
Totally fine. Mm-hmm. And I think that at this age, you've got a lot of life ahead of you.
Maybe you could just say, let's just be friends.
Yeah.
If they like each other, I mean, if they like each other on that level, but then this is all getting in the way, maybe you could. Or maybe you can't. Maybe it's just simply like, I'm here, you're there, let's just.
But they're probably, so here's the weird thing. Like, if they still have those ooey-gooey feelings for each other, whenever they're in town together, they're probably going to want to act upon their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, oh, I want to hang out with you, I want to spend time with you. And it's probably comforting for them to have that security of, when I come back home over this break, I'm going to get to see my friend and things like that.
Have an open dating relationship.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
An open dating relationship.
Don't get jealous because you are both up to that understanding that I can date other people, you can date other people, we can still date each other.
Exactly. And then also be aware that if you are opening up your relationship where you can date other people, that one of you may want to get serious with someone else and stop dating, and you have to be okay with that. But I think from a developmental standpoint, the number one thing that anyone can do for the health of a relationship when they're at that stage of their lives is explore themselves so they know themselves so they can be full and present partners.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not saying that you can't honor love and you can't, you know, their feelings are real. They care about each other. They've been together for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But
on
the same note, your job in your late teens and early 20s is to self-actualize.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes time.
And that
and
takes
there's
time.
No getting around that.
Yeah. And so.
And that takes experiences.
It takes experiences.
And if you don't get to experience a lot,
then
you're going to miss out.
Well, and maybe you don't need to like necessarily date other people. I'm not saying that it's.
Yes, you do.
Paramount.
Let it up.
But I,
that's not the right term, but I'm just saying date around.
Well, but you know, you see people like, and I did this, you know, this was my number one problem, you know, is with my ex-husband, you know, I was like, oh, he wanted me. And I'm like, okay. And so like, I gave up, I mean, I had tons of scholarship opportunities. I was given so many opportunities that I turned down to make my life convenient so we could be together. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, oh my gosh.
In retrospect, you probably regret that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I turned down, you know, huge scholarships. I turned down, you know, so many science opportunities, so many
doors.
Yes.
Yeah, don't make
so many options open.
I hate to say don't choose a man or a woman or a love interest over opportunities for yourself.
Yeah.
Because
make yourself the best version of yourself that you can be. And then you're going to find someone else that is attracted to that best version because they're probably at that level.
Well, you are going to be whatever situation, whatever relationship you find yourself in, you are going to be independent and happy with who you are what you're doing. And somebody can come and be a part of that too. You know, you're not.
Yeah.
Who says you have to be in a long-term relationship?
Well, yeah.
You don't have to.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like working on yourself.
And loving yourself
first.
Loving
yourself. Do what you need to do. Go to college. Get your ducks in a row. Be happy with, you know, your choices and what you're doing. And if this guy comes back around and things work out, like after you both graduate from college, great. But if
but just don't close doors for yourself.
Yeah. And that's what I did. Yeah. You know, honestly, I told you that like you went to New York and had, you know, your experiences, even when you were dating your husband, you still were like, you know what, I need to go and I need to have more experiences. I need to do the traveling. Mm-hmm. And you went, I mean, like it was pretty badass.
Yeah. I'm lucky that Ben was really open to that and helped me facilitate that.
And when you guys did that, now you both were able to date other people when you were in New York?
No,
or
because we were together.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can make the long distance work.
Well, I also feel like that was one of those things where I realized definitely I wanted to be with Ben. And I feel like he felt the same way about me.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Mm-hmm. Like that distance you guys needed.
Yeah.
To realize how much you appreciate each other.
Yeah.
And if the distance isn't doing that for you, then there's something, maybe explore.
Yeah, explore.
All right. What's the next question?
All right. Has somebody else
come
the next one.
Okay.
Where's my coffee? That's the next question.
Let's see. So that would be,
this one.
Yeah.
Oh, that one? Okay.
Yeah.
The alias, the fake name is Tom. We're not using real names.
I think it's Torn.
Torn, God. Okay, Torn. Those R's and M's. Yeah, you're right. They've been together for 15 years. Okay.
Wow.
Dear NPR ladies, I am so glad I have found your podcast. I love to listen to your open discussion on love and relationships. We do like to talk about it a lot.
Oh my gosh, we do.
I would like your advice on a situation I find myself in. I have a friend whose husband travels a lot for work, but spends part of that time with his girlfriend who lives in an apartment he pays for. I don't think she's aware of his infidelity, but most of their mutual friends are. My question is, would it be better to be oblivious or face the hard reality of one's husband and friend's lies and deception? Personally, I would feel humiliated to know this was going on behind my back and no one telling me. Should I tell her or simply not get involved and let it all play out? Torn.
Oh, that is so rough.
That's really a hard one.
Oh, gosh.
So I guess it depends on the level of friendship. If it's, I have run into this a couple times. You guys,
I think it's like so sad that this person is just kind of going along and thinking things are fine, and everyone around her seems to know something that she doesn't.
Yeah.
I just think that's so.
But do you think that she really doesn't know?
I don't know. I mean,
it's hard
knows?
To know what
I
someone
always...
else knows without asking them.
Exactly.
And how do you ask a person without divulging?
So if there was a person going around in your family, would you want to know?
Yeah. You could ask that person in a way that you could. Okay, you know, the old saying, so let's just say, so a friend of mine, you could ask that friend who you want to tell, like, hey, ask them as if you were asking about another friend.
Yes.
What would
exactly.
you want done?
Yeah.
You could totally do it anonymously. And maybe they'll pick up on the fact that you might be asking about them. And if they do pick up on that fact, then that's probably their intuition kicking in. They're probably already aware of it.
Yeah.
And that'll open the door for that conversation.
Yeah.
But you could also just kind of gauge how they would feel about that, too, by just asking anonymously for another friend.
Yeah.
I think that's how I would handle that.
Yeah, I think it is the level of friendship.
And the level
if
of
you
friendship.
Are super close to this person,
mm-hmm.
maybe that's a really good way to go about it. But
yeah.
if you are just sort of a friend that's like...
A fringe friend.
A fringe friend, it is not
It's
place.
Not your place.
Yep. And maybe let things just play out. Because they will probably at
I
some point.
Totally, my coworker... And I did not know that her husband was an identical twin.
Okay.
And this must happen to identical twins all the time.
Yes.
So I like to go grocery shopping at ridiculous hours because it's just easy and quick and fast. So I'm in the store like early morning on a Saturday. That's just get it done and out of the way. And there's no one shopping at the time I go. But for whatever reason, there was another couple. And it was the girl that I work with. It was her husband. And I did a double take. I was like, what? He didn't recognize me. Or I was like, he's pretending not to know who I
yes,
am because he's
yes.
with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of really upset about it. And it was like, you know, at work, like, we work pretty closely with each other. I wouldn't say, like, we're friendly, but, like, we care.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And not at least at that time. This was, like, 12 years ago. And I was like, I don't know how to break this to you, but the other morning, like, I saw your husband. He was with someone else. I'm really upset about it. And she's like, oh, that was his twin. And I'm like,
oh, thank gosh.
Oh, thank God. But I don't know how to shut my mouth. It's terrible. And I get, she wasn't, I mean, it ended up being fine. So it's like, oh, there's a simple explanation, but
it, yeah.
that could have been so bad. But I was like, I immediately need to know. And I would even tell a French person, like, I want to know what's up.
Yeah, and this sounds to me
if it's
not,
wrong.
Yeah,
at
this,
least I can explore that for myself. I
this
can go
is
to
not
the source.
Even like a little. This is not just like having a like a.
I think
this
that
is
the fact
somebody,
that he is renting an apartment,
yeah,
and he has gone to that length. Obviously, like he is.
She's a full kept mistress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And for her to have no awareness, I think that is like willingful ignorance.
This is what I'm saying. So sometimes this situation I'd be a little delicate with because sometimes people know things, but they're choosing to not know them.
Oh,
yes.
And so you need to respect her right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To know or not know.
Yeah.
And so she's probably eyes wide shutting the situation.
Absolutely.
She may really feel like and have suspicions, but, you know, maybe
she's
she doesn't want to say whatever.
I'm feeling that whoever her spouse is probably has a lot of money. He can rent a totally separate living space just for this other
And it doesn't, and yet,
person?
And he obviously has financial autonomy
so she,
and
there
control.
Might be other reasons she's staying in that relationship.
Exactly.
Because there are people that are in relationships solely because they like the lifestyle that allows them.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
so,
a good point.
You know,
yeah.
it's, who am I to judge?
And also, you know, there are some people
there,
who
someone else's
are person. Like, you know, if he's sleeping with someone else, he has feelings for someone else.
Yeah.
That's not important to me because he's meeting my needs, whatever
right.
your needs. Maybe, okay, yeah, he sleeps with three other girls, but when he's with me, he makes me feel special and loved, and Yeah. All of my needs are met, and that other thing isn't super important to me. So if I'm okay with my life and my situation,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you know, so in some senses, some people I think are choosing not to be aware of an affair, or just like, it's the same thing when people are like, you know, my partner does drink
willful,
a lot.
It's willful ignorance.
Yeah. My partner does drink a lot and things, but they're totally a functional alcoholic and our relationship does work. You know, yes, their alcoholism gets in the way of us going hiking, but their alcoholism doesn't get in the way of them being supportive of me as a human and X, Y, Z, and QRS.
I think for this torn person, I think that the real thing that's going on is they're probably like, I am uncomfortable with this.
Yes, exactly.
And they need to resolve their discomfort. It's more probably about their feelings around this situation.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's okay, but just, be delicate about it.
I like your advice, which is depending on what type of relationship you have with this friend,
mm-hmm.
presenting them with,
yes.
maybe a fictitious scenario,
mm-hmm.
kind of emulating
her
friends and say, what,
mm-hmm.
you know, what do you think?
Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's okay to ask someone, just like sometimes when you have a friend who's upset or something like that, sometimes you just say, hey, listen, what do you need right now? Do you need to vent? Do you need comfort? Do you need, you know, what do you need right now? You could just ask that friend, hey, would you want to know something? You know, just even asking someone, would you like to know something?
Okay, the second somebody says that to me, I would be like, okay, so what's going on?
Well, exactly. But in that,
what are you holding back?
In that ask, you're giving them the right to say, I want to save a light.
Here's another thing I just thought of, though, also. Like, what if this husband has a lot of money?
Mm-hmm.
Has a girlfriend, a kept girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this woman needs to start thinking. I mean, what if he leaves her and then leaves her with nothing?
Yeah.
So
resources.
In a way, maybe if
Who
she
knows?
Does know, she
they might not
be,
have a prenup. They may.
It doesn't even matter if you
but,
do or don't. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to.
But what I'm saying is maybe if she did know something, she could put her, like,
mm-hmm.
financially start making
preparing
herself
viable.
And
sometimes that's the thing, too. That's also why I'm saying, you know, sometimes you be respectful because, like, you would never want to, like, blow it up in public because it's like she may be making her exit plan, like you said, and
mm-hmm.
she needs to still present as ignorant of the situation
mm-hmm.
in order to better her exit plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a delicate situation. Definitely be respectful of.
I will tell you, I have known people that's their exact scenario.
Yeah. And
they're openly choosing that. And that is their comfort level.
Yeah.
They are okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if that works for them, that works for them.
Exactly.
But I feel like it's important, as we said before in the last, you know, advice, to make sure that you can be as self-sufficient and independent as possible because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have to take care of ourselves.
I do
Can't
think in this situation,
someone else to do that.
I think you had another really good insight, Lisa, with this person, that I think their question is as much, am I being a faithful friend?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm friends with both the husband and the wife, and now we are being presented as the girlfriend is a real character in the story, you know, am I supposed to go out with the husband and the girlfriend and then go out with the husband and the wife on different days? And so it might be. So in that situation, I would need to know that the wife was okay with the scenario
mm-hmm.
for me to be able to say that I'm her friend. You know, if this scenario is so open where it's basically the husband has the right to have an open marriage. And because if it sounds like in this that the husband.
Ooh, I don't like it.
That the mistress is actually part of the friend group or, you know.
I don't know. That would be awful.
Yeah,
I don't think
everybody knows about her. Everybody knows about her. Everybody knows, you know, oh, okay, Tom's going and fucking the mistress tonight.
At his apartment.
Yeah, he's saying he's over at our house or whatever.
And he's telling us to come over and have drinks with
the mistress,
Susie, and
yeah.
I mean, but if they've got that kind of an open marriage,
but that's what I'm saying.
But it's, obviously, it's not
her friend. So that's where I couldn't do that. Like if it was moving to where
I don't know that that's the scenario. I think you're embellishing.
I probably am.
You are.
But I'm just saying, like that it could be complicated.
If it was something complicated
where you were feeling like. Am I supposed to, I could not actively endorse the other relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think we judge according to how we feel about things. And so sometimes it's important to be empathetic and say, well, how do you actually feel?
Well, I always base it off of your friends' needs.
I think if you don't want to come right out and ask it, that's why you gauge like, oh yeah. Like we ask each other questions all the time. Like,
absolutely.
Oh my gosh, what would you do?
Exactly.
This, you know, like, I just heard about this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that.
But keep it anonymous.
But I mean, it may be headed in that direction.
Yeah.
You know, if it's starting
though,
this
I'm starting
way,
to
it
think
might.
About a situation in my world where I'm like, and I'm starting to ask similar questions. So I think you're right that I was incorporating my own thing because it's like, oh, well, I kind of know I don't know the wife, but I kind of know the potential girlfriend thing and life situations add up to where it's like, well, would I be, yeah. So
he might end up being a friend that has to say.
Well, no, but I'm not, no, but I'm like, oh, well, I'm actually the friend of the other woman.
Oh, the friend of
but
the
But then do you have to go sleuthing and then, like, find out who the wife is and snitch?
Yeah,
it's like,
no,
no, you're not going to do that.
Like, yeah, so it's like, huh.
No.
Yeah, but
no.
On the same note,
then
too,
you're like
it's like,
nilly, like.
Well, yeah, but on the same note, too, it's like, I'm not even privy to. I'm an acquaintance friend, so it's like I'm not even privy to the. I'm not even privy to the full-blown knowledge of the situation, but it's like I'm not dumb, you know?
Yeah, but just because you know things doesn't mean you have to share them.
Exactly.
I think.
But speculation.
Yeah.
Well, let's read our love letter because let's end all this heart.
Yeah,
stuff
and then I want to take this thing off. It's kind of starting to bother me. But
okay.
I didn't do a puffiness scale. How puffy were my eyes this morning? I think they were bright.
I thought you looked
hot. 4 hours of sleep.
I know. I'm like sleepwalking through the day. I'm like, oh, turtles. I can't even.
Yeah.
I'm sleepy. Okay.
Are we doing first and last names? Because this person did leave their first
name.
Aw,
this is so cute. I'm just going to use the first name, I think.
Okay.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the adorable Haley.
Hmm.
How long have you been together? 6 years. Tell us how you met. The Story of Us by Haley. I never believed in love at first sight. It always seemed too convenient, like something plucked straight out of a rom-com. But the day I met James, I learned that sometimes life writes its own script. It was a really chilly October afternoon, and I was rushing into my favorite coffee shop, trying to grab a latte before heading back to work. As I pushed open the door, I collided with someone coming out. His coffee spilled all over the front of his jacket and splattered onto my shoes. Oh my gosh, I am so sorry, I stammered, scrambling for napkins at the counter. He just laughed, this deep, warm laugh that somehow made me feel less mortified. It's okay, really. Unless you've got something against my caffeine habit. I finally looked up and ready to apologize again. And that's when I saw him. Messy dark hair, kind eyes, and a smile that made me forget why I was in a hurry in the first place. Let me buy you another one, I insisted. Only if you'll sit with me while I drink it, he said. And before I knew it, we were sitting at the corner table talking like old friends. The start of something real, that coffee turned into dinner plans. Then a weekend hike, and before I knew it, James just was there. in my life in a way that felt permanent. We moved fast, but it didn't feel rushed. It felt like I'd finally found the missing piece of my puzzle. For 6 years, we built a life that was a mix of adventure and quiet moments. James loved road trips, and I loved planning them. So we spent the weekends exploring little towns and national parks. He was the first person who ever made me feel like I could completely be myself. Messy hair, bad days, and all. But it wasn't always perfect. The hard parts, the first big test came about 2 years in when James lost his job at the tech startup he poured his heart into. I'll never forget the way he looked when he walked into our apartment that day, defeated, unsure of himself. I don't even know who I am without this. I love that he could say that. Mm-hmm. He said one night as we sat on the couch, "You're still James," I told him, taking his hand. "You're the guy who makes me laugh when I've had the worst day, who never forgets my favorite flowers. You're not your job." It took time, but we found his footing again. He started freelancing, then landed a role at a company that actually appreciated him. And through it all, I learned that love isn't just about celebrating the good times. It's about standing together when things fall apart. The moments that matter, the best parts of a relationship, were in the little moments. The way he'd leave notes in my lunch bag when he knew I had had a stressful day ahead, the way we danced in the kitchen at midnight to songs from our favorite playlist. I think my favorite memory, though, was the night we got caught in the rain on one of our road trips. We were in the middle of nowhere, trying to find a campsite, when the sky opened up. We ended up pulling over, laughing so hard we couldn't breathe, and just sitting in the car, soaking wet and deliriously happy. "You know," he said, looking at me with that crooked grin, "I think this is my favorite day ever." And in that moment, it was mine too. Looking back 6 years later, I still don't know if I believe in love at first sight. What I do believe in is us. I believe in the way we built a life out of laughter, resilience, and shared dreams. I believe in the way James looks at me like I'm his whole world, because he's mine too. And I believe that sometimes the best stories don't come from fairy tales. They come from spilled coffee and a chance encounter that changes everything. Any advice of life lessons? This is super awesome.
Holy smokes.
This woman just can sit with us.
She's a writer.
She's a writer. Life lesson. Amazing. Love isn't about grand gestures or perfect timing. It's about the little moments that build a life together. I learned this with James in the way we laughed in the rain, held each other through setbacks, and danced in the kitchen after midnight. Love isn't something you just feel. It's something you choose every day. Even when things get hard, it's the small, quiet acts of showing up for each other that truly grows.
Yeah. Showing up.
For each other that it truly grows.
I think she summed that up really, really well.
Yeah.
It's a choice and it's showing up.
I mean, this that is was... like, this is the most romantic story ever.
I love it.
Although I have to say, like, immediately it made me think of Anyone But You.
It does. Yes.
Of the coffee situation.
Yes.
But that's pretty sweet. Love at first sight. Don't believe in love at first sight. I don't know. I think it can happen.
I mean, I think that they were brought together.
They were.
It wasn't necessarily like I'm seeing you and I love you. It was a
serendipity
experience. Mm-hmm. So sweet. I mean, what a sweet, sweet love story. I just love it.
But I think it's equal parts of they took the opportunity. Mm-hmm. In every moment, they took the opportunity to be there for
that.
Each other.
Yes.
You know, so isn't that a lot about love?
I think that something about, like, if you are rushing in a hurry and you spill someone's coffee drink, like, how is a person going to react to that? Like, some people are going to call you all sorts of expletives, and other people are going to laugh it off.
Yeah.
And other people, and I think
and
that
some people will be
interaction.
People just depend upon the day.
Exactly. But that, the way that they literally collided, like the way they reacted to that
yes.
says a lot about who they are as people. Mm-hmm. And I think that set them up for success.
I agree.
Like, because they could have reacted so many ways and it could have just been an awful experience and they're done with life.
Yeah.
But,
and it sounds like they support each other
in
so many situations. They support each other in, like their love of travel, you know, they complement each other.
Yeah.
You'd like this and I'll do that and we'll make it happen.
Well, and even just like Lisa said, even in the very beginning, oops, I made a mistake. And he's like, oh, I respect that you're a human being and that you can make a mistake. And then she's like, you know, apologize and then let me make it better. Can I buy you a new cup of coffee? And then he accepted the gesture and and then he was like,
because he was obviously headed out.
You know, he had things to do, places to go. And he's
like,
but stay and have a cup of coffee with me. And then they both made the time to take the chance.
And he probably saw, oh gosh,
she's nice. And
I think she was in that moment rushing and like maybe stressed out. And like, sometimes I've had to have people in my life be like, oh, take a breath.
Yes.
Sit back and relax. Cause it's not that serious. And like been open to that and being like, oh, God, yes.
Well, and
I needed that.
And the fact that she could acknowledge, ugh, my overrushing right here caused this man a problem. And instead of him getting mad at me, this man was like, let's take it down a notch, you know?
Yeah, and she supports him, like, when he's obviously down because of circumstances in
that
his life.
A hard thing
that
to
is
go
hard.
Through.
Yes.
Especially,
really hurt.
And Lisa and I were talking about this last night when we were staying up way too late.
way too late.
Especially, sometimes it feels like men have such an identity around their ability to provide that it hits them a lot harder when they have. It's like the way a mom is hit a lot. I think, and this is, I'm being sexist. Moms tend to be hit a little bit more harder and own their kids' actions as if they're their own than dads. Like,
that's
dads are better about
research.
That.
Like,
yeah.
The most famous TED Talk on TED Talkies, like top 20, is that talk where she talks about men and their identity and their shame around work and the ability to provide, and women around their ability to parent and mother.
Yeah.
And their bodies.
Yes.
You know, women are really hard about them.
That's true.
But I just think showing up for each other in those moments of like intense, you know, shame, probably. He was probably going through a lot of self-doubt, and that's hard for anyone to go through, and just being there and letting, you know, saying, I see you, you are valued, you are still
and
you.
Yes.
And I think
so important
above everything
moments.
Else, they sound like they're best friends.
They do.
Yeah.
And so
they're
going to go through life, and they are going through life with a best friend that's a partner, which is the most fun.
They're making the choice to be there for each other.
Enjoying the moments. And
so in this situation, I kind of think maybe love at first sight can happen when
That's total love at first sight.
Because let's discuss why this is love at first sight. Yeah. Because it wasn't like, oh, I'm so like, ooh, I want to jump your bones. I mean, I'm sure there was that too. But
messy hair.
Yeah.
That's hot.
It is. But I think that in this moment, they quickly analyzed the things that we just spoke about. This is someone who can acknowledge, oh, I made a mistake. This is someone who can say, I give you permission to be human and make mistakes. Let's look at this for a second. Then this is someone who can say, I need to account for my mistake and try to make it right. So can I buy you a cup of coffee? This is someone who can say, I accept your apology. And yes, I can do that. And then let's just talk.
Can take the time to be present.
Yes. Let's just be present. And so all of these things that these people
just
happened in a minute,
30 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Window of time.
They got so many green flags from each other that why would you not pursue that? And then that's how they started their relationship.
There could have been a red flag right away.
There could have been.
Yeah.
And they got, like, 15 billion green flags. And also, here's something.
15 billion.
It was literally 15 billion. But here's the thing that also tells me that I like these people too, is that they were comfortable enough in themselves to realize, well, we're getting so many green flags right now just in this 30-second interaction. We need to stop our crazy. I don't care that life is so crazy
right
now.
That was a love at first sight.
I need to take 5 minutes to be willing to sit down for a couple seconds to have coffee with this person just to explore this. So many things about who these people are came up in a minute.
Yeah.
And their decision-making process was so healthy and smart and good and showed all partner
decisions. Or do you think that's just who they are innately?
That's what I'm saying. It's who they are innately, but it's also the ability to recognize it in someone else quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they, and the fact that they can be intuitive, because they weren't following red flags, they were following total green flags. And someone who's, don't you want people in your life who follow green flags?
Well, I think you do attract who you are.
I hope so.
I think you do.
I also,
or you attract users.
Or I think that if you're in a good place, you're going to attract who you are. If you're not happy with yourself and who you are, you're probably not going to attract people like you. You're going to look for somebody to fill you up.
In this day and age, too,
I think that
we are, our heads are on looking at our eyes are on our phones.
Yeah.
We're in a hurry. We don't take time to look at the green flags. I mean, they potentially could have just been ships that pass in the night, you know, and not make that connection.
Absolutely.
But their heads were up. They're looking at each other. They're making those connections.
To find someone who's present in the moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think in some senses, I don't think you always attract who you are. I think that both of these people were good people who try to spin things positively.
I think you only attract who you are if you like who you are and you find who you are attractive.
That's true.
I
don't know, because I also think that a lot of the time some of the nicest people that I know tend to attract people who try to use them.
But you only allow people to hurt you as much as you're willing to hurt yourself.
That's true.
So that's why I'm saying love yourself first.
Yeah,
develop
always
who you are. And
yes,
you're going to be happy in your relationships because you're going
true
to attract somebody that supports that.
Yeah, and not that you can't attract people who...
But if you attract somebody that doesn't treat you well, you're not going to put up with that. They're
exactly
not going to last more than
exactly
5 seconds in your life.
Yeah. And
which is why that interaction worked for them, because he could have been a total dick about it.
Oh, absolutely.
And he wasn't that kind of a person. That's why that worked.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Well, I have to say... Yeah. Thank you, Haley, for the most.
Yeah, that was the best. That was
the
best.
Most beautiful letter. I loved it. That was the sweetest.
I did get goosebumps.
Lovely. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Me
that
too.
Was
so sweet.
So well written, too.
Yeah.
I
loved it. Thank you so
it
much for such a beautiful letter.
And I would love for more love letters. That was just, I mean, everyone send them. That was so.
Me too. In such a world that's so, we don't know, it just feels heavy.
Yeah.
I love, that's why we're doing this. Is
yeah,
because
we do.
It's just,
I believe in love.
It just makes me feel good.
Yeah,
makes
that's what life's
everyone
about
feel
if
good.
You ask me. Yeah.
Thank you for sending
thank
up
you
and showing how to be a good partner and how to show up for people.
Should we take these off now? It's been about a half
that's
an
some
hour
of the
already
best advice, by the way. I liked her advice too.
Okay, so we're taking these, like, for those that are not watching, they're like these, like,
jelly pads
off our
Jello
eyes.
Jigglers.
So
you said
they're kind of kidney shaped, so they go work right underneath.
Yeah, I will use these frequently.
My under eyes feel really
ooh
good.
You
they're
actually
kind
look
of a little warm.
You are less poofy.
Oh, these work. Okay, so I use this. I use an under eye cream now. That helps reduce, and it, like, you can feel it, like, shrinking and whatever. It's probably hemorrhoid cream for all I know.
Oh, lucky.
But
caffeine is
doesn't feel quite like this. This feels really good.
It does feel good. I love it.
These things
are
they work
less puffy?
Yes, they are. And in Courtney's too, instead.
I know, you look,
I know.
You kind of have, like, a
is there a glow?
Like a
no,
glow.
They said the last step, you take them off and you kind of rub it into your face.
Okay. Yeah.
Do that. It feels great.
I use these. And
I would recommend these caffeine eye masks. I got them at Target. These. Buy three, get one free.
So Bob tends to, you know, he never sleeps. He never gets sleep. But he's also genetically dispositioned to get some, you know, bags under his eyes and stuff. And it's really fun to, like, when he...
I'll get a cream. It works.
I go and I do. I'll
You're like, Bob, you need a little facial. Let me help you.
Oh, my gosh.
Just the little eye patches.
So yes, this would work for your husbands or boyfriends as
and
well.
And then we bleach our teeth together too.
Oh, you guys are cute.
You guys are great. You got to look out for each other, right?
I haven't bleached my teeth in a while. I need to bleach my teeth again.
Me too. I drink too much coffee.
I shave the back hair. That's what I do. I'm like,
okay, you know, that's a thing. You're like, hey, I need to just a little bit.
Well, I have clients whose husbands, like, you know, if we cut their hair short, you know, like right here, and it needs to have like a little neck, their husbands do a great job. Their husbands take their clippers and they just give them a little clean up.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know. In fact, I feel bad. Like, I feel bad when I'm like sleeping in the mornings or whatever, because I'm like, I tried to stay up with you and then
I don't wake up
as soon. Yeah. In the mornings and stuff. And so I like, I'm stumbling and feeling
so
like a drunken
sailor.
You need
to have these on supply. Yes.
Well,
I do. We have a bunch.
Just constant eye masks for Bob. I know. But they work. Yeah, they're great.
Yeah,
they're
awesome.
Right. Anyway.
Happy day.
This was great. I love to talk about your problems and your love.
Yes.
And I love that advice. Show up for each other.
Show up for each other too.
And thanks you guys for listening. I would love for you guys to send your love letters. Go to myperfectromance.com and there's links for all sorts of stuff. I am excited about this new surveys. We have a list of upcoming movies and books, and that's all it is. It's just movies and books, because you know we like to do interviews too, and we like to read your love stories. But for the interviews and books. Or movies and books, go ahead and read them in advance. Be prepared to listen. I have it listed out what date we're going to have that air. But about a month before, we do record in advance because our lives are hectic and we can't always get together immediately.
Which is also one of the reasons that we decided to do this podcast, is because we were all starting to separate and we love each other and our kids were all going to college.
We're all in different towns now. Life is crazy. So,
we live in different towns now. This is wrong.
We're like all 45.
It's our way to be together.
I know.
So
I
love you too.
My favorite love.
So, but yeah, get on the surveys. You know, now you're familiar enough that we're always talking about like, what do we think? Are they going to last? Would they actually meet? How spicy is that? We want your input. We want to see what you guys think about that, because you might totally disagree with us.
And so we like that. One of the things I like about our friendship and stuff is we want to learn other people's viewpoints on things, because we're in our heads enough. We want to get in your head.
I'd love to read those too. Read some comments after.
I would love that. Mm-hmm. So send us your comments. Hop on there.
We want to hear your views. Read them so everyone else can chime in.
So everything's pretty much on the website. And I think I've worked out all the flukes. So things work now. So get on there.